Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing really, really well. Now, I want to just start today by thanking those of you who are new to the podcast. Thank you for finding the podcast. And I really, really hope that it's going to make a big difference to the way that you develop your personal training business, your brand, and also your own mindset and methodology. I also want to say thank you to those of you who are loyal listeners, those of you who contact me every week on social media, especially Instagram, and say how helpful the podcast being. I'm grateful for you guys. And genuinely, when I go through podcast titles, I look at especially upcoming guests. How can I add the most value to you? How can I help you in your career? It excites me. And then to know that each podcast episode resonates with you guys at different levels. Some podcasts will resonate with you, other titles won't and will. You know, but in the main, I know how valuable the podcast is being to so many of you. So thank you. Now, before I get into today's episode title, I want to let you all know of something that's very, very exciting. I have, if you're listening to this episode when it launched, you will be the first to know about my five-stage sales formula. For the last few months, I have been working very, very hard to create the first ever video-based education program for personal trainers around the subject of sales. Yes, from the moment somebody walks in your gym or facility, how do you engage with them, build rapport, add value, lead them forward into a consultation and then close the deal? How do you make sure you're charging the right money? How do you get the best results with your clients? Well, what's different about this program is the fact that it's video-based. You watch me do it all. Not only that, I share scripts with you in PDFs. I walk you through the whole process. You see me delivering consultations. You see me delivering value. You watch the way that I talk. And if you use every single method I share with you, not only will you get better results, you'll have better clients, you'll have a recurring increase in the amount of people that talk about you and rave about your services, you'll have a full diary and you'll be earning more money. Now, the five-stage sales formula, as I said, is a video format and it is ready to download. www.5stagesales.com. Guys, go and check it out. Go and watch the video. Go and look at the website. You will be blown away with the content that you get. And I promise you, the bonus itself is worth the cheap price of only £47.50. The bonus itself is how to sell personal training over the phone. So if you own an online business, that script itself will make you 10 times the £47.50 investment. So guys, I'm going to leave it there, but I just want to tell you that the five-stage sales formula is something that I've put so much work into, and I know how much value it's going to give to you in terms of your business. If you own a team, if you want to teach sales, if you want to learn better sales techniques, pick it up and transform the way that you bring people into your world, get better results, and increase your income. Now, today's episode number 55, I'm going to talk to you about people like you. How many people are like you? Now, I'm going to introduce you to the pyramid of progression. Now, when I talk about who is like you, who is driven, who is focused, who is hungry, who wants to learn, who wants to get better, who is relentless on giving the best level of service to their clients. And believe it or not, there aren't many people like that. And with there not being many people like that, you will find it very, very lonely. It's very easy to get sidetracked into the average world. And I want you to think about the pyramid of progression. Visualize the pyramid. The bottom of the pyramid is wide. Everybody lives at the bottom of the pyramid. There's a lot of people. Comfortable people that just give in to what everybody else wants to do. They give in to eating crap food. They give in to spending too much time watching TV. They give in to getting up late in the morning. They give in to working short days. They give in to eating excessive amounts of food and adding body fat. They give in when trying to stay lean gets too hard. But you're not like that. And I understand this because throughout my career, I was introduced to the pyramid of progression many years ago. And honestly, only a few days ago, I had a few hours on the phone to a lady who was my NLP coach. You've heard about me, heard me talk about her before, but she's gone on to do incredible, incredible things. And she's not just an NLP coach. To me, she helps me through life. And not because I have any struggles, it's because I want perfection. This pyramid of progression is a kind of obsession of mine that I keep climbing. And sometimes you kind of think to yourself, you know, is being lonely, is being the one that's climbing the pyramid of progression, is it supposed to be this insular? Are there supposed to be as few people up there climbing up this pyramid? And the answer is yes. And why I wanted to put this podcast together was to resonate, give you some kind of clarity and understanding that how you're feeling right now is okay. And if you're kind of thinking, I'm driven, I'm hungry, I'm passionate, but it's waning. It's waning, it's disappearing because I'm surrounded so much by average. But that is your clue, guys, to push even harder. And to understand and feel happy knowing that being at that top, being kind of excluded from average, is the only place that you're going to excel. And so, you know, when you kind of feel suffocated around a lot of people, part and parcel of what you've got to do is you have got to get in front of or be inspired by or read journeys of people that are succeeding. And the world nowadays with podcasts and the world nowadays with, you know, YouTubes and videos, we can connect with so many people in so many different ways. And as you grow, there will be a drop-off in people. There will be a drop-off in people who aren't driven, focused, hungry, want to learn, want to get better. There is going to be a drop-off that people are happy with average. And I want you to be, you know, going for a walk today, listening to this podcast and thinking, Jesus, you know, this is me. You know, I'm on my own every morning listening to a podcast. I go for a walk every day listening to a podcast. I absorb myself in a world of growth. And then I frequently will place myself in environments where there is a lot of kind of mediocrity. And the important thing there is to never let yourself drop out of this heightened state that you're in. Because everybody will always want to pull you back. Your parents won't understand your drive, your commitment. If you are a parent, it's your role to be passing that on to your children about growth and development and a heightened state of mind. But if you have grown up and excelled, then there will be certain times when you can be around people. You can't change yourself. And you've got to get comfortable with knowing that your heightened state is not something that should ever stress you out. Your heightened state is something that should empower you to keep moving forward. But when we go back at this pyramid of progression, look back at what it was like when you were at the bottom of it. Look what life looked like. And you'll realize at that point in your life, there was a lot of people like you. There were a lot of people that were just pretty average. And then as you climbed, you started to realize that those people will never go away. But you find that you're not taking anything from those people. You'll find that the people below, they're not open to possibilities. They're not open to new ideas of growth and development. And then as you get up and up, you start to spend more time on your own. And you've got to get used to that time on your own. Or you've got to start spending more time with people that are in that growth state of mind. You've got to be prepared to change, to move, to travel, to be around this type of person. And if you are feeling frustrated, I want you to use that frustration and stop and say, am I frustrated that the people on the lower part of the pyramid aren't coming up to me? And therefore you're looking down and saying, I'm frustrated that they don't get me. Guys, they won't get you. There aren't a lot of people like you. But you've got to start looking up the pyramid. Because if you keep looking down and wondering why people don't get you, this is the same thing with weight loss, right? People look at their friends and say, why don't you get me? Stop thinking about why they don't get you. Think about finding people that do. And this is a real great shift in your thought process that you've got to use. You've got to understand that those people beneath you, it's not their job to get you. They don't have drive, hunger. They're not focused. They're not excited to learn. Therefore, you will always feel unfulfilled and stressed and frustrated by trying to get them to expect to understand you. And then the problem is you look at this pyramid and you look at the people you're inspired by and thinking, but I'm not good enough to get up to them. Well, all you've got to do is make stepping stones. And you've got to make stepping stones and you've got to put yourself in environments of growth. And then you've got to go through phases where you're lonely. And the phases of lonely is that you've got to be on your own in a bit of a no man's land while you leave a bit of normality. And then you're creeping into that next level of excellence, that next level of progression. And so one thing I want you to understand is if you are feeling stressed with progression, that's fine. Because stress means change. Now, when I say stress, not to the point that it's making you depressed. You've got to be inspired and motivated by this energy that's coming into your world. And that's where it will try and pull you back. You know, your body's going to want to try and go back to this normal state. And the reason it will is because everybody around you is trying to do that, trying to help you to do that. They don't get where you're at. And the way that they're not going to feel uncomfortable themselves is by suggesting that you slow down this pace of growth. Come on, you're working too hard. Come on, you're training too hard. Come on, do you really need to look like that? And then you'll start questioning yourself and you'll start thinking, you know, if I am going to remain in this circle of people, then maybe this is kind of where I'm going to stop. No, that is not where you stop. Because they've got to get used to the fact that you're driven, you're hungry, you're passionate, you want to learn, you want to get better. And if they don't, they will move away. And you've got to accept that and be open and happy to let that happen. You know, I even spoke to my, you know, I'd say development coach, human performance coach, mindset coach, that I'm going to share this with you right now, guys. For years, I would spend weekends in my apartment. I've said it many, many times, writing articles, you know, going for walks, listening to audiobooks. And I felt very, very lonely. And I really didn't know what I should be doing. I didn't know how to get in front of the right type of people. I was reading books and, you know, I didn't really know what to do. And then parts of me would kind of slip back into nights out and partying. And parts of me would slip back into trying to find a bit of normality. But then I kept reminding myself, I don't enjoy it here. I don't enjoy this force that's pulling me back. And then you start to accept. So the first step is the awareness that this isn't where you belong. And then the next step is the uncomfortable bit, because that's when you've got to make a change. That's when you've got to make the change to either move. That's where you've got to make the change to either accept less time in these environments, or honestly, choose to enjoy these environments for what they are. Sometimes You know, when we say there's not many people like us and we choose not to enjoy the environment, we can go into an environment of our friends and choose to enjoy the social company and engagement. If it's not inspiring, motivating, or supporting your vision and your goals moving forward in life, then it's not the right place for you to be. So this therefore becomes a life where we challenge ourselves. We're always asking questions. We're always trying to understand what our thought process is all about. And this means you're growing. This is fine. This is not something that you need to say, is there something wrong with me? Am I always challenging my friends? Am I challenging the next step in my life? This is brilliant. And when you look at this pyramid progression and you start to get opportunities to be around people, look at the last time that you were around inspiring people. When you left and the energy that you felt from the environment you were in inspired and motivated your life to move forward, but then you dropped back. There's a clue in that. There's a clue that that environment was in line with what you wanted. Now, if you go to an environment which is not really something that you want to be a part of, and it damages your energy, it pulls you away, and the people didn't inspire and motivate you, there's your message. You see, a lot of people aren't aware to the energy that's happening at any given time or moment. So awareness is the first thing. How does an environment make me feel? How did I feel when I came out of something? How did I feel when I went into something else? And then what you will start to realize when, you know, who's like you, as you go up the pyramid of progression, there will be less, and that's okay. But you then got to gravitate towards these people that are more like you. So remember, if you learn, if you study, if you travel, if you're growth-minded, you will navigate towards new people. New people bring new challenges because new challenges teach you something new, teach you something that you don't know. And so you've got to get used to this pyramid of progression, always moving forward, always providing challenges for you, always making your mind come up with new ideas and opportunities. And so I don't want you to try and resist it. If being driven, focused, and hungry is something that is inside of you and something that you want, you've got to allow it to take you where it wants to take you. You've got to start listening to more of your environments. And just remember, you know, for me, it frustrated me to start with because I thought there's no one like me. And so interestingly, at that time, I stayed lonely in an environment because I didn't move out of it. So I removed myself from the social environment and stayed in my internal environment. So what that did is it took away everything that I had from my friends, took me into an insular world where I spent 3 years in that place on my own. I don't want you to do the same. And what my message to me at the time should have been, you've removed yourself from this situation because the people you're around aren't like you. But what I needed to do in that 3 year time was take myself into an environment where people were more like me. And it wasn't till maybe 2 years into that process when I went, I've got to go and find more people like me. You know, and if this means training in your current gym right now and it's all to do with, you know, fitness and you want to do more bodybuilding, you've got to go and find more bodybuilding. If you're in an environment which is more to do with, you know, functional training and you want to get more into a different environment where there's more weight machines, go into that environment. If you're genuinely feeling suffocated in an environment that's not even conducive to building muscle and developing physiques, and you feel that there's a different change in your life about, you know, you've got to move in line with what's like you, who's like you, and what environments are like you. As you learn, as you challenge, as you develop as a person, these things are going to be challenging you. Be open to them, be excited with them, and just remember, the pyramid of progression will always send challenge. Not everybody's going to be like you, and you will move away from people along the way. Be prepared to that, be excited by that, and make sure that you know you along the way. Make sure you know where you need to be and who you need to be around at all given times. Guys, today I really hope this has given you a clearer understanding of the journey that you're going on, the change that lies ahead of you, the challenges that lies ahead of you, but you must embrace every single one. Be excited by them, listen to them, act upon them, and be open to everything. Guys, I'll just wrap up by saying, Remember the 5stagesales.com, www.5stagesales.com. Go over the tiny investment for the growth, not only in revenue, clients, and results that you're going to get is going to be crazy. I hope you enjoy it. Please leave me a review. Let me know how you got on, if you ordered the program, and if you also like today's podcast, drop me a message on Instagram. Guys, as always, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.